The next speaker is going to comment on some of these things and give us some quite interesting case histories as he sees it. He must of necessity remain very anonymous, so his initials are Bill. Have Bill come up here.
I must first assure you that I speak with extreme diffidence, layman that I am, on such highly technical matters. I became interested in this because I had known Abe and Humphrey for about 10 years, and just an ordinary amount of compassion made me increase the interest as the prospect of doing something for serious cases unfolded. Also, the general thesis that Skitzy and the underlying situation might be organic in its causation was fascinating. However, I did nothing about it except at 4 years ago, I began massively using material, and at that time I was suffering from extreme exhaustion, anxiety seizures. I'd had a history of depression since AA that ran from 43 to 55. I never surfaced. 2 or 3 years were suicidal. In 55, the depression left, and however, this state of exhaustion went on. So I began timidly at first, about 4 years ago, with a gram a day and a gram and a half a day. About 2 years ago, I went up to 3 grams, and then I've had a very marked improvement ever since, although my age bracket is around 71. Lois has tried this for a couple of years, and the general tonic effect has been fun. Well, these are rather trivial observations. Now let's come to some that are less trivial. As a kindred sufferer in depression, and because of my position in AA, my mail is constantly full of people who say, I've got this ungodly depression. I read your piece in the grapevine about yours. I'm ready to jump out the window, and I get slews of this mail. So, when it appeared, at least to me, about 2 years ago, that the hard EWI test, plus the chemical test, had begun to uncover a vast underlying area, possibly related to schizophrenia, and doubtless of a toxic origin. And when Abe made it clear to me that nicotinic acid had been massively given by Kaufman beginning in 41, on this he reported in 55, he was a joint doctor dealing with arthritis largely, and he had observed no untoward side effects, and his people were on it 1 to 4 grams a day. Then there was the long experience of Abe and Humphrey, so that, there were 1,000, 1,500 people who had had this material in periods of 5, 10, 15, 20 years. So even to a layman like me, this suggested a degree of safety, and because it was non-prescription, I felt no hesitancy in trying it out on some of my friends. Beginning last year, in early spring, a girl came in my office. She'd been sober in AA 20 years. She had never been able to hardly escape from these depressions. She had been extensively analyzed. She had had the work. She tried the medical physical approach. She was a tireless AA worker. And she came in to throw up her hands and tell me that she might just as well jump out the window. She was suicidal. Well, as an old and dear friend, what was I supposed to do with the crack of niacin sitting in my drawer? So I gave her some. The depression was wiped out in 30 days. There's been no recurrence, and this is over a year. Then came two more cases, very similar, in rapid succession. Depression is wiped out. In June came a manic depressive case. Those I've cited were the neurotic variety, all on the downside. This one was suicidal in the depressive phase. He was an old friend, old-timer in AA, man of great influence. And I said, Tom, why don't I send you a crock of these vitamins, which I did. That was a year ago. He had shot from suicidal depression into a very high manic phase that almost foreclosed to doing any business. The manic phase subsided, and although this condition has been chronic, this oscillation, never normal, he has leveled right out and there's been no recurrence in a year. Well, the beginning looked good, and the results happen to be fast on these few cases. So, since AA is full of tens of thousands of people who have what we call in our jargon unhappy sobriety, meaning that they have depression, they have tension, anxiety, seizures, mild paranoia, etc., I figured that we might have a testing ground which I could, in a mild way, advocate. And if this stuff was as good as it had appeared to be by the representations of Abe and Humphrey and my own experience, the risk would be little in suggesting it. So that I started a little group of about 30 people in New York, some of them non-alcoholics. The result was spectacular in about a third of the cases, very good in another third. There was only one negative result. Everybody benefited somehow. Meanwhile, aches and pains and that kind of stuff cleared up. At this juncture, I thought that knowing that this is a matter for the doctors and not for me, I thought to write you people about it and composed a letter known as Communication to AA Physicians, in which I recited, as you know, the history of the research, which Abe has filled you in on so ably. And that was that. Well, cautiously, we sent it out to a sampling of 32 of 350 AA doctors. We have since learned that 22 of them are using the material of this first sampling, not just because I said so, but because they're doctors who were getting some results. Some of these results have come back. Now, the chain reaction, the spontaneous kind, where one guy tells another, get a crock, brother, we had got up to about 100 cases that we knew about. The reports were coming back about the same as the original batch. And that was January 1st. Based on reports, numerical reports, from only two wholesalers, those two wholesalers reported 400 new users. In April, jumping from the 100 purchases in January. In June, I have not the report of the largest wholesaler, but the lesser one, who customarily does a third of the business, reported 700 crocks sold in June, which suggests that people are going on it at the rate of 3,000 people a month. Now, I'm not a scientist, but I would venture that there is some point where the scientific method has to give way to experience and common sense, and this suggests to me very strongly that the customers are so damn well satisfied that they are saying to the other people in suffering, and this neurotic business is great agony, and I should know, brother, get with it. Now, it is very significant that in January, about three doctors purchased three crocks of niacin. In the 400 April figures, about 100 doctors bought crocks of niacin. And in the latter figures, the percentage is running, I think, around 25%, which suggests that the customers have gone to the doctors and said, "Hey, Buster, look at me now. Why don't you get with it?" Meanwhile, you people, a few of you had tried this, and some of you are present who I think have had good results. I don't know how many. I'd like a show of hands before I shut up, which will be in just a minute. So, the spread has been greatly accelerated, I think, because we have sent my communication to 320 more of you. And I imagine that a certain proportion more have been using this. Now, the mail coming back, some of it, a third of it, is quite fantastic. And in the little package of case material, still quite unscientific, but at least moving to me, you will find the reports of one of our folks, Brother Hawkins, down in the Long Island, Manhasset Mental Health Center. Another one from Chicago has tried it on very low key cases. Both these reports, preliminary, not great amounts of time elapsed, but all favorable to this earlier experience. In addition, we have been through AA channels making approaches to some institutions, and we were told that this couldn't be done, but people love us AA so much that they took our word for it as laymen, and so about 30 institutions are now using this, and I mean by institutions, let's say Charity Hospital in Cleveland, St. Thomas in Akron, where Bob and Ignatia held forth in the old days, are routinely giving it to all patients. There are a number of places like that. It's also in a couple of Veterans Administration places. It has landed in one or two top and really authoritative hospitals in the psychiatric departments. We have about 10 drying out joints. And these reports keep filtering back. So I think that it's a fair guess that come the middle of next year, with more time elapsed, and for us to go out into these channels and say, "Boys, what happened?" that we might get in several bushels of that sort of thing, of which you have a token sampling here. I'm glad to see you pick this stuff up. Now, in quick conclusion, there was at first a feeling that AAs would say, "Well, this is a pill," and of course you know we're extremely allergic to pills, and enormous amounts of tranquilizers are prescribed, but when it's found that this was a vitamin, and when they began to see screwballs getting unscrewed, the resistance has gone down pretty fast. Now, there was still fear that this would interfere with the spiritual science program, that it might be regarded as a drunk cure, and that it would somehow take the place of the 12 steps. In reputation, I close on this note from a brother who says nothing about depressions or tension or exhaustion or even paranoia. This is what he said. "About a year ago, I first heard of this material. At that time, both of my shoulders were locked tight with bursitis, and I was in constant pain, unable to sleep or lie down with any comfort. In addition to the niacin, I use capsule something or other. The results have been nothing less than a miracle. I have experienced the healing of my entire chest area, which allows me to breathe freely for for the first time in years, and my arms are completely free. Of course, you understand that this cannot be all credited to this drug, because I know that I have experienced a tremendous spiritual healing on my chest and lungs. Maybe the B3 therapy triggered this. I don't know. So here is a man who's still sticking to the 12 steps. Thanks, Bill. If any of you question whether Bill's in a depression or not, I hasten to assure you that I went to Montreal in 1947 to hear Bill talk to the American Psychiatric Association, one of the very few laymen who has ever been accorded this opportunity. And I was only dry for a couple of years myself. I was reminiscing with Lois this morning about it. I was in a terrific depression, or thought I was, about the time Forstall jumped out of the window at Bethesda, if you'll recall. And the psychiatrists were saying, "I don't understand such a thing." I said, "I do. I know how to do it." And well, I thought, golly, if I could just get to talk to Bill, this would help a lot. So I got a hold of Bill and Lois to take them to dinner, cure my depression. All I heard was Bill's depression. Never did get around to mine, Bill. I assure you, he was in a depression in 47, but in spite of that, he gave a most wonderful talk at the APA, and I still sometimes read his reprint of Bill's talk to AA's group, to AA groups in Denver. I think it clarifies the relationship of medicine and AA better than anything that I have encountered yet, and that's going on to 20 years ago, you see.